Hello. Would you pardon my voice? I should be home in bed. I'm a home, but I'm not in bed. I'm front of the microphone. My voice is not good, but I think what's good will come out if you can just put aside the struggle for me to speak, because, you know, it's a bit horsey. We're at eight. This is our pledge drive. I have never done a pledge drive, and as the problems became worse, and the situation of employment is not very good, and we have those PACs, well, those political super PACs. I want to drain them of some of that money, if you don't mind, because they don't know what the hell they're doing most of the time. Even the best, you got the best group I've ever seen, so one of them will make a good president, I'm sure. But the thing is, he will be able to help oversee stuff and all the usual political things. But what he won't be able to help? Yes, he'll give you a sense of, oh, that's much better now. He's a better president and he's handling things better. Yes, 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 yes. But there's something's gone wrong with America. In England, when Churchill came into the world, into the scene, he was facing tremendous odds because Neville Chamberlain was elected as the prime minister. And he was appeasing Hitler and giving him power while he was murdering people. And in hoping that he didn't get murdered and everybody else didn't get murdered, maybe we can deal with this person. You can't deal with him, you got to kill him. But he didn't understand it. He's a liberal. And then Churchill tried to come in. And he was like a Jesus in his stature, in his way, in his ways. He had something that make the difference between, you know, zero people being murdered and 115 billion people being murdered. He had the difference. Now, I don't want to brag. Please, don't get me wrong. I have the intuition that man's got. And I have the same intuition. I don't want to be a political person. I don't want to be. You got good political people ready to put them in that place of the father of our country. We don't need any women to be fathers, I'm sorry to say. Fathers are fathers, and fathers have powers, and women have powers, and there's an order of things. I told you I'm going to be talking about, you know, man and woman stuff in this hour, because man and woman stuff is very important, because the whole idea of conquering a country is to destroy the family. And so the women become dependent on yes, and even love, that which has corrupted them. So they have politicos, people are programmed like teachers, see? Teachers especially sitting on the doorstep, you know, of whatever it is that's sitting on the doorstep, it could be media, sitting on the doorstep of the woman and making her feel more important than men. And thinking that men are just sperm donors, and they're not. They shouldn't be. That's not the role of them in the animal world. That's it. But in the world of human beings, man is the closest to God than a woman. I hate to put it that way. If you're married, there's an order. If you're gonna put a president up there, you are gonna put him up there. Because he's a good person, hopefully. Now, you could actually see a bad person as a good person. That's the problem. You saw a bad person pretending to be a good one, so therefore you were fooled. But that's only because you had a problem, a missing link to your creator. You would have seen better. See? And some of you had such a missing link that you did it again. Oh, I think I'll give him another try. I guess that is a person who's like a liberal, always want to try to love a person into being a good person, and all you do is make the person who's really bad inside, but he's just got a demeanor, you just make him worse, and the more worse he gets, the more wrong you are, And the more wrong you are, the more guilty you are. And the more guilty you are, the more you'll try and give it. You want to try to love him again because you think you failed. And you do that with your kids, don't you? Don't you, Lathe? Okay.
Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, in the first hour, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is our pledge drive, and we've never had one before. People have supported, but the percentage of those who get and give is very small. And so Jesus had one in 10. But I was reading about, I was mentioning in this hour is about men and women and the proper relationship you should have with each other. Otherwise, your whole life falls apart and the country is destroyed. So, in the last hour, I mentioned Elijah. I couldn't remember him. But in the very end of the Old Testament, in some Old Testaments, so there are different variations of what the Old Testament is where it ends. But it's the King something's version. What is the name of the King James version? That's what I'm looking for. I haven't read it for a long time, as you can hear. See. So it says, in the last days, I shall send Elijah the prophet, and he shall bring the hearts of the children to the fathers, and the fathers' hearts to the children, lest I strike thee with a curse. And that is loaded with wisdom and a warning. And the media right now is doing just the opposite. And when the opposite occurs, and they operate, they sit on the doorstep of the women and turn the women against them, make them dissatisfied. Women are dissatisfied enough with their husbands without all that. See? And they sit on the doorstep of them and over again, to break them down, and then you got your television with all the filthy stuff comes on, everybody's jumping on each other, see, and then you got your computer, and all of a sudden you got dirty pictures jumping up out at you, and trying to shock you into losing who you are, into what was shocked you, so. These are the last days. I emigrated north to Grants Pass, Oregon, 25 or 30 years ago, because I knew what was coming, because I lived in England where Churchill was, and where Churchill had saved the country. He barely saved the country. He barely saved it. He was prevented from going on the media because all we had was BBC. All we had, nobody had a right to speak to anybody on radio except BBC commentators. Okay. See, so
they kept Churchill
free. The media in England kept Churchill, he was a politician, off the air for 8 years. And in the end, the British people saw fit to elect him. Just by the skin of his teeth. Just by the skin of his teeth. And Churchill called what? But the war was already ripe and ready to go. Everything has started to collapse, and there he is. And he had the wisdom that Chamberlain did not have for allowing it to happen, and the people didn't know what else to do, what else was offered. Chamberlain looked like a nice, sweet man. And I can remember, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I remember things, there's certain things I do not remember. And lots of things that happened to me, David talks to me, I don't remember it. But some things that stand in my mind. You know how we used to get the news? It's a movie-tone news. And we got it on the movies. When we went to the movies, we got news. And then we see a picture of Chamberlain getting out of the airplane with a piece of paper and saying, "Peace in our time." "You idiot," I thought to myself. "I was only a kid. Peace in our time." Was it 1938, possibly? I forget what day it was. I was about 13 or 12, 13. I can't remember. I said to myself, "What an idiot. Why could I see it?" A lot of people, I suppose kids could see it too. Kids are more intuitive than when you, the older you get, the more stupid you become. I'm sorry, but you've been stupefied. And you get more programmed. See, or you become better, one of the two. If you don't know how to deal with trials and tribulations and electing the wrong kind of president, the wrong kind of prime minister, you have to pay the price. And the price was 150 million people. It's going to happen again. And I can see it coming. And you can see it coming, but I see it coming 50 years ago. I go on the air. If you listen to my radio programs or read my books, it's all in there. Okay. So, this hour is about the family. Please God, the family. But let me introduce what I'm doing here. So this is the fourth day of the pledge drive. And we are at, what is it? We are at 28%. So our pledge needs that, and that is great. Thank you so much. Please keep it going, please. We have operators, very sophisticated operators. You see, we have very sophisticated operators. You know, all the way in Florida doing this, we have found the very best. So day and night, through the weekend, if you dial this number, 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922, and give what you want. Can you give 100? Can you give 1,000? Can you give 25? You know, I don't, who knows? What, can you measure it perhaps by the good I played forward to you? So that you can be the good Samaritan that pays it forward to the next person who can't say thank you to you because he doesn't know who you are. And they say thank you to me, but I'm only the person that passes it on. And so I care. See, sir. This program is all about America first. And America, just like England, is in its the last phase of weakness before ISIS will come in and terrify you into submission. Do you understand? Terrify you into submission. Why do you submit? And you know what happens when you are terrified into submission? It looks like love. And you know what happens on top of that? The person that's terrifying you into submission, you will suddenly yield to him in love. A kind of love. Please don't hurt me anymore. Okay.
Stockholm Syndrome.
What's it called? It's the Stockholm Syndrome, yes. And you take on the identity And that is what happened to America. That's what happens to children in the classroom. They are pressured by liberal teachers. Liberal teachers are the product of universities. And universities have been infiltrated by socialism. And therefore, if I wanted to take down a country, I would go to the university. And I'd be an intellectual. Because an intellectual, in the truest sense of the terms, is a degenerate. See, he's all knowledge and no common sense. But he's in a position of power, so because you want to be like him, you want to have a degree, you want to be proud and know all the sciences and all the equations, and God knows what it is you learn, the psychology, psychiatry, but you don't know that a communist who's been, all I need to do is to be, just to join the faculty. I know how to, you have to know how to manipulate the intellectuals and so on and so forth. And they teach kids and give them a degree only if they accept what is perverted in the exams, in the information that they're learning. And so therefore you've got the mainstream media. And the mainstream media is that. And they can't help themselves. They are communists who think themselves American. Just because they're born here, but the ideas they have is not American. And therefore, that's where all the power comes from. So you need to have pity for those people because they don't know what they do. All right. So, and you don't see much in the news about the veterans. For a little while, there's a big hullabaloo. And men were dying and waiting for treatment, waiting months for treatment. Years. And something that should be done in seconds. In hospitals, the same thing. 500,000 old people die every year because of minutes or an hour or seconds. That's how they kill you, holding back. That's how they're killing the veterans, by holding back. So they don't have to do anything wrong. They just have to do something. You see, they don't have to do things right. They just have to not do something. And then how could you blame them? They could say, well, we just don't have enough people. So, listen, so help me. Help me, please. 22 million veterans committing suicide. 22 every day. I just misread that. I've got this on a piece of paper. 22 Americans. Of course, I knew that anyway, but I just have to be reminded. They commit suicide when they don't have to, and I know how to overcome it. It's called PTSD. And so we must help our veterans with PTSD. Please help me to do that. And so, but first of all, I'm giving to you before I ask for the money now, right? And give you get a pencil and paper and get it, write it down. But I need your support, and I will find a way. And please take it away from the super PAC. Please, they don't know how to change anything. You'll get a good president for other things, foreign policy, blah blah blah. Sheep have any wool, but. What we got a problem is a sickness in the country. And the sickness of the country can become a revolution. I know how to avoid that. And I also know how to help you to overcome your fear, which enables the dark side of the political world to come up behind you and glorify your appeasement, encourage you and make you be a peacemaker, just like Neville Chamberlain, and all it does is encourage the ISIS to come over here and kill you. And the ones that are appeasers will make very good ISIS converts. Yes, I was looking for a word. All right, in this hour, can we get 100 people to call 800-500-0922 800 900, excuse me, 800 500 0922. Okay, I appreciate it very much.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
Okay, now, can I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, in this hour, can we get that? Can we really get 100 people to call 800-500-0922? That's it. Can we do that? And can we give the 100 people, maybe 100 people give $100? The 100 people give 75. And then you can have reoccurring. Is that the right word, reoccurring? Yes. Reoccurring, so it disappears from your bank account just a little bit, and you won't notice it. And that is perfect graciousness, because that way, you know, if you're going to give me $100, did you give really $100? Is what I gave you, if I was shared with you, do you know how much money that is has to be behind me? 90% of the money that comes in goes to supporting our expenses with radio on the various radio stations, you know, engineers and time, and I have employees. You can't run this all by yourself. You can't do it. It has to be an organization. And we're a 501c3. You understand what a 501c3 is? It's the highest state that you can have politically. It's the same status, legal status, as the Catholic Church. Same. But you don't see millions of people running around me, do you? No, you don't see many churches rising, although we do have places popping up all over the world. But the point is, you don't see it because I brought you to who brought you to. I made you, or caused you. I'm going to change my phraseology. I've caused you to understand your body is the place where God lives. Know you not that you're the body of the living God, but the living God lives within you. So you have no need for anyone to teach you anything. If otherwise, you are completely confused if everybody has to teach you and show you what to do next. In other words, what's magical about a human being is he sees clearly in the moment. See? And you had Churchill seeing things just the way it was, and Chamberlain couldn't see. He couldn't see because he's an appeaser. He sees differently. He's an appeaser. He's a weakling. And you'd elect a weakling. And here you got the same kind of thing. He's not really a weakling. He knows the skill of Marxism. He knows the skills of it. And therefore he pretends to be your friend. You expect him to do something, and all he does, you know, he's like the husband that makes a good living and then goes out and drinks and plays golf with his friends, and the roof is leaking and the kids have no food. See, and he's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything right. He doesn't have to do anything. Yeah, he's enjoying himself. See, but see.
Everything collapses.
What was that?
But everything collapses.
Can't hear you. But everything collapses, as my friend says here. Everything collapses, of course, and that's why the country's collapsing. They want it to collapse and spend money on the wrong things. You know, your fair weather friends. It's simple. There are people like that. And if you're like that, you'll elect a person like that. You're like the person who loves everybody. See? You say you're beloved by everybody and elect by everybody who has that kind of mindset. But then there's some of us that haven't got that mindset, but now we're upset. And when you get upset, you get the mindset. And pretty soon, you're like them. You see, the whole idea of temptation is very simple. So, as early as you can, and as you go, as you get older, various variations of the same thing. But what they want you to do is to replace your relationship with God when you came into the world and had common sense, and then make common sense uncommon sense, and teachers and people around you who are corrupt will actually be resentful towards you for being who you are, and you may think to yourself, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. Or maybe you'll go along with that for a little bit, and you do. And if you don't, you get angry because you see it's wrong, but then you get angry with injustice. But injustice is exactly what it takes to make you upset with injustice, and then you become injustice. It's very simple. And you won't even know you become injustice because you think you're fighting for justice. And as long as you're fighting for justice, you won't see what's wrong with you. So Americans need Americans. We don't want Americans. Did I say I have an English brogue. So I would say Americans, but it doesn't sound right. So do you stand up for yourself? Are you looking for love from your wife, sir? Idiot. You're looking for love from somebody? Looking for approval? In case you haven't learned it, you're getting love. If you get it, you're getting love from all the wrong places. And that screws up your life even more. Now, let's go to marriage. But before I go to marriage, I've got something from Winston Churchill. Two things. Those who serve supreme causes must not consider what they can get, but what they can give. But yeah, that could work for Hitler too. I didn't like that one. See, so it's supposed to be, yeah, I know what Churchill is saying, and Churchill's got the signature to that one. One ought never to turn one's back on a threatened danger. Now I like this one. And try to run away from it or swerve your eye as if look somewhere else. If you do that, you will double your danger. But if you meet it properly without flinching, you reduce the danger by half. Never run away from anything. Never. Winston Churchill. That's it. That's more like it. I like that. All right. Now let's get back. Let me get rid of what's on my screen. And here you are. Would you help me for this, please? Thank you. Take care of all this. Pieces of paper. Thank you very much. And, okay. Your behavior is your language, I was going to say. And please support our cause through action. And not by reaction and being obligated to give money because you feel sorry for me. Or sorry for anybody. That's not good. There's a big difference. You know what? When a beggar comes in the street, catches you in the street or walking through the park, and he looks disheveled and broken and everything else, take him for lunch. That's what I've done in the past, and you know, then talk to him. But I have something to say. You may not have anything to say. But he can put pressure on you, and then you give him a buck. And then you have become weak, and he laughs and goes out and gets drunk. See, so that's pressure. It's not good to give under pressure. All right. Be a part of the solution, please. If you like what I'm doing in helping your life, what is it worth? Whatever it's worth, pay it forward and help me to receive and give to others. Call 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922.
Help a parent keep a child innocent. Help change the life of an addict. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
All right, so let's go back now to the hour that we can get 100 people to call 800-500-0922. And please, if you feel pressure, stop for a minute. Just stop. Don't be in a hurry. And then when it comes naturally, see, and you graciously, and consider, and I, look, you may be the first time you've ever heard me, and you can believe in where I'm coming from, because if I may say so, people say I'm a breath of fresh air, which it should be. But that breath of fresh air is bearing witness to what you've lost and you've forgotten in your emotional state. You got tangled up with it. I'm not giving you anything. I'm reminding you have it within you. Let me give you an example. Suppose then you hear Roy Masters a long time ago and you get in a conversation and you want to, it's been 10 years and you start to talk about how you got better, but you forgot who I was. So the other person's, it starts with an R, yes, it starts with an R, and it's got an M in it. So, and the person says, I know Roy Masters. I know, I've listened to him before. Bang. That's the point. You already have my name. You already have God in you. He's already there. And the reason why he's there is because you weren't guilty when you were born. Now, how can God condemn a person who isn't guilty when they're born, come into a culture and do terrible things and live in the wrong way and be violent and knife people or whatever it is because of the horror all around them, programming them? See, what you're doing, you're living in a programmed, every culture has its program. The day you're born, you come into it, and slowly but you absorb it, and in a free country, you can reject it. But in many unfree countries, you cannot reject. And therefore, Hitler Germany was that. There was no way out. So it divided the people into two parts. And those two parts were this. Those who loved Hitler and those who didn't, but didn't know how to deal with the pressures of those who love Hitler trying to convert them. And it becomes so violent and cruel that people who didn't like Hitler were afraid and went along because they didn't know how to stand up for it. They only knew how to give in. And once they gave in, it was all over. They have to watch the stink and the smoke and the burning flesh and say nothing because they would be next. And you don't want this to happen to you in a country because it'll happen. As true as I know, before this end of 16, before the beginning of 16, and 2 months after, because two and a half months he's going to do some terrible, terrible mischief. So you got to be ready for this, and you get your food together, and you get your guns together, whatever it is you got to do, and come to a different state. You don't want to be in a liberal state.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
At present, ladies and gentlemen, we are 28% of our one-third of what we need in the next year. Even that, whatever you can give, if I could have a person give me $100 million or $50 million, you get people like that. I know what to do. This country would be different. Because I have now, for everybody, please, free of charge. Jesus was free of charge, and he got whatever, you know, life support from wherever he could. And that was sufficient. But I don't want it just for myself. I have the ability to help hundreds of millions of people from dying. Yes. Because we're going towards the death of millions and millions of people, and the Bible says it, unless God intervenes in those days, in the apocalypse, no one will survive. And it's getting worse. And you cannot allow this president, you and those who are going to, hopefully, if there's no civil war, whatever is going to happen so badly, something horrible before he leaves. If that doesn't happen, if we can keep that from happening, if you can stand up and not just shrug your shoulders and just hope that the next president, there may not be a next president. You never can tell, can you? What is it when you have that? It's not civil war, civil disobedience. What's the other one at the end? At the end of his reign, Obama, what could happen so where he can still be president?
Martial law.
If he has martial law, if he creates such a crisis, martial law, there won't be any election. Plus all the lies, because the liberals are liars. You have to watch their cheating at the ballot box. You have to watch the cheating. Such a wicked lot. And you know what? Next week, if you want to tell me what a wicked person I am, if you want to invite me on a TV show, and you want to play with me about my principles, be my guest. Be happy to do that. But meanwhile, I'm going to take on this particular... I haven't started on the sex thing yet. I haven't really got around to this, but I just need to make sure we get enough money for... Please support me.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922.
Well, I'm glad that David said that. You know... It relieved my tonsils a little bit. You must excuse my voice. It's not the same as is usual because, you know, I've had a lot of trouble these days, and so I've got a cold. But I'm still here doing it, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. Do you have a call? Would it be interesting? All right. We got a call. That's a very nice surprise. So, okay. But make it short. Make it George. Yes, hi, George. Make it nice and short but sweet. Candy, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, no, Roy. Just I wanted to call and say thank you. I started listening to you 5 years ago, and I woke up real quick, and my wife was having some depression issues, and the kids were at the time about 4 or 5, 6 years old, and starting to go a little crazy, you know, on a normal suburban family level. And as soon as I got better listening to you, everything started turning around, and it took a couple of years for my
Of course,
wife.
It takes a little while.
Yeah, everything it turned around great, and so I just want to say thank you, and it really did help.
That's very sweet.
And
you're bringing
many people to the light, and I appreciate it, and you really did affect our family in great ways that I probably can never repay you, but I just wanted to say thank you, and I hope other people listening really take it to heart and try to contribute.
Thank you.
Well.
I must go, but it's very sweet. Thank you. I got so much time to give you, it's coming through your heart. So, you understand that the woman. Man that's born of woman is subject to her. And so he's drawn back. Because you have done this thing, remember the Bible? because you've done this thing, dust you shall become, something like that. And so, and therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and become bonded to the woman as one flesh. That is not the perfect way. It's not the perfect order of things. What I want to do is talk to you about that order of things where everything is perfect. And I talked to you a little while ago about the position, the office of the president. In a man, represents the office of a president. And if that God does not operate in that man, the wife is destroyed and the child, the family is destroyed because only the good in a man, loving the hell out of a woman, so to speak, manner of speaking, meaning he needs to love her and not look for love from her, see, or use her in any way, shape, or form. You must understand that using that sort of concept. See, woman needs authority. She needs a gentle, kind authority that isn't weak for her and isn't a bully to get pleasure from her. That's all. And in the whole purpose of a meditation exercise when it comes to this, because if you got it wrong, if you are an appeaser to a woman, gentlemen, and if you're a bully to a woman, gentlemen, all's over. But what is it? What is it I'm talking about? What is my theme? Is paying it forward. And therefore, gentlemen, if you realize you are playing one of two roles, you become a bully or you become an appeaser, you're going to ruin your family. You're going to appease your family and appease your wife and embolden her. You won't be able to, when you embolden her, you're giving her power that she shouldn't have. See, the correction should come from the man. And the woman should step. If I'm talking about things being as they should be, they are not that way now. So how do we get to the place where the relationship with a man is this way? God in Christ this Christmas. Christ in the is operating in the man and he's paying it forward. He's paying his redemption from the world, from looking for love from anybody, from his kids. You don't want to look for love from them. You are the giver of love. You're not looking for love. Ladies, you don't want to look for love from your children because they feel the pull. See, they feel the pull of it, and some of them, they pull away. And some of them yield to the pull and have no life. And some terrible things happen. So it's always paying it forward. See, it's always paying it forward. So men, you need to sit down and meditate with my 7-minute meditation, please. Or men first. Men, please. Please, it doesn't cost any money. 7 minutes. What are you saying? My friend here is saying there's no men. There's men because they're all weak for men, women. You see, it's all about sex. It's all about feeling. It's all about getting something from the woman. A fulfillment. And a fool that's filled. A fool that's filled. He's a fulfillment. One is this fool that's filled. And women feel that. Women need an authority that is godly and gracious and can pay it for, pay his... What I'm saying, if a man can find salvation first in the order of things, the ideal is this, and I want to talk to men and get your men to get to listen to me. And all I want them to do is go to the meditation exercises. It's antidote for all if you don't want to go to the network. But if you want to go to my website, it's a 7-minute meditation. And that's all there is. And I will transfer you to the spirit within you. And all of a sudden, you'll be filled with good strength. See, just like you can puff somebody up and make them feel very egotistical and powerful, so you can be, in a sense, counterpuffed. So go to the meditation now. If you want to give a donation for the good I've done you, I pay it forward. I'm paying it forward. I love what I'm doing. Money comes in. I take the money and pay it forward as your adversary.
Advocate.
Yeah, adversary is dangerous, isn't it? Advocate. Thank you for that. So I can do that if you support my program. 800-500-0922. Again, 800-500-0922. See, and then you'll reach 24 hours a day and all through the weekend and Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then some. Because I think I like this particular call-in group of people. What do you call them? What was that?
Operators, but they're
just not ordinary operators. They're highly skilled people who know exactly what they're doing. So it's really sweet. It's enjoyable to deal with these people. What was that, David? Yes, that's true. So now, what are you doing when you go to meditate? You are giving up the world. You know the Berlin Wall? It divided the evil from the good, and you couldn't get across, and those who got across tried to get across. They got killed trying to get across. It's not quite that way with what I'm going to teach you or show you. I'm going to show you how to be still and know. To be still, and you find yourself on the other side of the fence, just like that, and having your programmed, your cultural program diminished, demolished, and you become extension of him. And as a man, you can extend it to your wife, as the wife can extend it. And so therefore, that's what Christ came to extend, foundation, the love of the Creator.
Help a parent keep a child innocent. Help change the life of an addict. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
This is an interesting point.
So what is the body of Christ? You see, isn't each one of you a part of that body? Or should you? You should be, shouldn't you, if you're not? As in a healthy way, not in just verses and chapters, if you don't mind, but in reality. Can I tell you a little story? Let me tell you a little story. See, about what's real and what's not real. I love stories, and this came straight to my head. I'm about 28 years old. I'm in a swimming pool of the friend that Mark David mentioned a little while ago. And I remember resting with spread eagle, arms spread out wide, just resting, and my legs were crossed, just like I was on a cross. You know, you see that happen all the time, you're just resting. And all of a sudden, I got two of these stories to tell you. All of a sudden, the word potato came into my mind. Now, you think I've become crazy for a minute. Just hold on, though. And where did potato come from? And it says, potato. Potato. I said, where's this coming from? And potato. I said, what's the matter? All of a sudden, I felt that a potato, I couldn't have an image of the potato in the sense. My thoughts were a potato. In other words, how can I say this? It's not easy to say. But the way I could say it is that when you think of a potato and you love a potato, your mouth waters, so your reaction to it. So the potato is in your head, So when somebody talks of potato, you actually experience the potato. But all of a sudden, it was just the name of something. And so I was free from its effect on me. Because if I was addicted, if I loved potatoes a lot, or sweets or anything like that, suddenly I felt distant from it. And it's just what it is, and I'm not involved with it at all. It's a sort of a secret involvement of things. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
You heard me say that Christ destroys the programming of your birthright. See, you heard me say that. And so here's my story. That is long before I understood Jesus, if you don't mind. But it's important that things come to me this way. I arrive at what I just said through all these little things. Little things. So Christ destroys the world's programming. And so I'm sitting in the same position, going to sleep on a sofa, spread eagle, legs crossed, as if there was nails in them. All of a sudden, I felt I was moving at a speed of light, just like that. And all of a sudden, I stopped without any consequences, inertial consequences. And I couldn't open my eyes. It was color, beautiful color all around me, but I couldn't open my eyes. And then something said to me in Hebrew, Adonai Elohim, just like that. And I came back to where I'm sitting in my house. So I said, I knew what those words are. Adonai is two names for God. So I called a rabbi. I said, Rabbi, what is these two words when you put them together like that? I know they both mean God. He says, when you use, listen to this. He said, when you use these two words together, he says, God is judge. That's what it means. How many of you are judgmental? See, you don't realize how judgmental you are. Every time you get upset, you suppress it, you got judgmental. And then we're going to talk about forgiveness. Jesus was chastised because he forgave people. He said, how can you be a mere man and forgive people? So am I saying you shouldn't forgive people? No, there's a right way and a wrong way of doing it. And only him and you can forgive. So once you've been forgiven, you can pay it forward. You see what I'm saying? And once you have been redeemed, which is what I want you to do, which is what the 7-minute meditation does, it brings you to redemption. It brings you to what he was waiting for you. Your redemption was waiting for you. All you have to do is know where it is. See? And so when it comes to the judgment is mine, saith the Lord. Right? That's what it means. But it came to me in my head that way, not from a book. See? So when you are redeemed, you have the power not to judge. And the not judge, when you're not judgment, when you're hurt and you don't judge, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Do you see that? See, you can forgive, but until you've been forgiven, you're playing God. What you're doing is playing it forward so you don't get any pleasure from it. You just don't judge. And I'll tell you a little secret. A man said to me, I've listened to you for 10 years. I went to your seminar, and I hated you. I'm very sorry. I just wanted you to forgive me. Okay. So I said, can you forgive me? I said, no, I can't. He says, why? I said, I never judge you. That was it. See, if you don't judge, you don't have to forgive. You're clean as a whistle. I'll teach you that. See, your behavior, that's paying it forward. It's pay it forward, that's behavior, isn't it? Picking up the piece of glass in the street, so that's paying it forward, making sure that somebody doesn't cut himself or blow out his tire. So that is your paying forward. So when you've got benefit, you need to pass it forward. Please call over the weekend, as it's going to be for a long time to the end of the year. Please call special number 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Your behavior is your language. Act now without pressure or hope to cause action. Help a cause through your action, not your reactions. Remember, I mentioned don't react. It should be natural and effortless. Thank you so much. Help me to help others. Thank you very much. This hour, I would like to get, I don't know how we can count you yet. We will count it later on, but the target is at least an hour to get you to call 800-500-0922, please. And then you might consider that for the weekend too, at your leisure. Any time of the day or the night, you get up in the middle of the night and you don't know what to do. We are at 28% of our pledge needs for one third of the year. 28% is good. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. This year, the foundation of human understanding gets to compete with the political super PACs. Foundation can do more. That you're going to be elected. You know very well that you're going to elect whatever you're going to elect, you people out there. I've hoped I've been able to reach the conservatives as well as the Democrats. Please, because you've got all the same weaknesses to varying degrees, except one believe one way and the other believe the other way. But the belief is not real yet, because you still have your anxieties and fears and your sicknesses and diseases. So please, FHU can do some real good in Christ's name. See, this is Christmas. Let me help you put him into Christmas, not just by buying gifts to each other. It's like, oh, how nice it is. And you say that. Thank you. What was that, David? Wait, would you say it, please, out loud so I don't hear what you're saying. Just say it to me out loud so people can hear.
All right, this is the end of the show. And
it is the end of the show. Oh, it's the end of the show.
The end of the show. So you might want to say goodnight to people and
thank
them all.
Thank you very much. Well, that's all the more reason you need 800-500-0922. And you might want to send a check, too. It's Foundation of Human Understanding. See, Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by. Help a parent keep a child innocent. Help change the life of an addict. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by. Stop a veteran from committing suicide. Donate now. Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-500-0922.